Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome to the first ever podcast episode of Bloomify. I'm so happy that you're here taking a listen and getting to know the podcast more. I will say, before we get into the podcast today, to please take your time to get tea, coffee, a drink, get a notes app or a notebook open just in case something speaks to you. And I hope that this will be a very informative episode for you. This episode is all about a Christian girl's guide to spending early mornings with God. Early mornings are such a sacred time to spend with the Lord, as for the most part, the world is quiet, and it truly feels like you and God are having some alone time. And I believe that every Christian, regardless of gender, should spend time with the Lord every day, daily check-in, and also invite God in multiple parts of your day. Even though God knows what's happening in your life, it hits different when you also invite Him as well. And you're constantly and consistently and actively choosing to lean on Him and trust in Him in different aspects of your life. And I believe a key to growing your faith is definitely just building that relationship with God. And early mornings are just that. Now, I know some people prefer to do their quiet time at night. That also is a suitable time for some people, since for the most part as well, the world is quiet. But I personally believe the early mornings are great simply because you're rejuvenated and it hits different in the morning, as well as there's multiple scriptures that mention early mornings and put the importance on early mornings that I feel like every Christian should try to implement it into their weekly routine and ultimately their daily routine. So I hope that was a good intro. You get a little gist of what today's episode will be about, and let's get on to the episode. To start us off, I wanted to mention that I have the written version of this episode on my blog, the Bloomify blog. It's going to be linked in the show notes. So if you would like to have a written version of what I'm talking about today, it will be on there. I will say that the podcast is a little bit more in-depth. I will be incorporating more Bible verses and just speaking from experience and things like that. So just understand or know that once you go onto the blog, it's more of a straight to the point type of blog post. So yes, if you want to read it, it's on there. It's linked in the show notes. And I hope that you enjoy the blog, and I hope you subscribe as well, as there'll be more content on there as well. So, I mentioned earlier, early mornings. I want to first, say out there that I am not a morning person. I feel like I'm a morning person 70% of the time, or a good 80, on a good day, 85%. I've always been someone who has woken up early, partially due to school. When I was in high school and middle school, I woke up early. But I remember even being in middle school and waking up, like school would start around like 9 and be up around 6, simply because I wanted to have a nice breakfast and watch Dance Moms or Keep Up with the Kardashians. I was a huge reality TV guru when I was in middle school. And then in high school, I did the same thing. And in high school, that's when I really, discovered God and started to build my relationship with Him. And then I started doing like my quiet times. And I remember during quarantine, when I could have woken up, and I did some days, I could have woken up 5 minutes before my first class started, but I would wake up earlier. I would get a workout in, I would do my quiet time, get ready, and then start school. So I have always been someone who has woken up early. However, that has changed a bit as I've started college, and many people mentioned it, like, yeah, don't do an 8 a.m. class, it's not good for you, or it's not good for you, but it's not the same as, middle school and high school. Or if you do an 8 a.m. class, you should be a morning person. And like how I said before, I felt like I was a morning person for the majority of the time and only had one 8 a.m. class and then multiple 9 a.m. classes or 9:30 classes. And I just couldn't get up. I did, but I will get up like 45 minutes before class started. And I just needed the sleep. I needed every minute of it. And I realized that it might be changing as I'm getting older. But one of my goals for this year is to wake up earlier and to utilize my day more and to get enough sleep so I can wake up early for the next day. So I have, you know, experienced a bit of prioritizing my sleep schedule and seeing what early mornings have done for me and with my relationship with God. And I feel like it was just very appropriate to try to share some tips that I have experienced or I believe will make someone else's experience much better when it comes to having early mornings with God. And, you know, early mornings are important to, you know, slow yourself into the day, soothe yourself into the day. However, my intention has always been to, again, spend time with the Lord. And I feel like a lot of people who are following this podcast might have that same desire as well. So the first thing I want to say before we get into the tips is before you can even have a good early morning with God or to even wake up early feeling rejuvenated and not groggy is to prioritize your sleep schedule. Yes, I have struggled with a sleep schedule my entire, like, past 10 years. I have struggled with going to bed on time and going to bed, quote unquote, early. And once I let the chains of perfectionism go and changed my schedule to what suited me, it has made my whole nighttime routine much better. So what I mean by that is I used to always say, like, I want to be in bed by 9:30. But realistically, by 9:30, I'm just finally done with homework. And this is when I was in high school, like with homework or just starting homework. Or in college, I'm still studying. So I try to make sure that I can change my routine to whatever life throws my way. Because you can have a routine, but life is not, life is changeable. Life can throw a lot of things in your face. It's not going to go by what you say. It's all in God's plan. So just be used to changing your routine around. So for me, if I wanted to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, I would go to sleep around 9:30, 10 on a good day, max 11 o'clock. And for me, I still consider 7 a.m. early. So if I wanted to go to bed at 7 or wake up at 7 a.m., if I, you know, had to study in, I will go to sleep at 12 a.m. And I'll still get that 6 to 7 hour hours of sleep that I need. So I, again, will really preference, please sit down and think about what is a realistic time that I can go to sleep, wake up early. What's early for me? Some people it's 8 a.m. What is early for me? And how can I make sure I get my good night's rest? I feel like that's very important because you want to be present when you're doing your quiet time and, you know, not, you know, slouching and falling asleep mid prayer. You know, I've done all those things. So again, I just want to really just put that out there and be easy with yourself, have grace with yourself and not jump into waking up super early all of a sudden, but work into it. And it can start from start waking up at 8 a.m. to slowly waking up at 5 a.m. if that's something that you're striving for. So again, be patient with yourself, have grace, but be realistic. Now that I've said that disclaimer, my first tip that I will say once you're up is to make sure you have no distractions. To be in God's presence, you shouldn't be distracted. You want to focus on Him. You want to feel, you know, anything you had to feel. If you feel like God is speaking to you, you want to really pour out your heart to Him in prayer. You do not want to be distracted. So please, please resist your desire to wake up and scroll on social media or watch YouTube. For me, what I do to really not be distracted by my YouTube feed, if I really want something in the background, is the night before I will have a tab open with like background, like instrumentals, because I love listening to instrumentals sometimes, or rain sounds, like something calming in the background. I'll have that set instead of having to search it up and looking at my favorite YouTubers or seeing who already posted a new video. And that has made me focused. So once I wake up, I literally get ready to pray, have my music ready and all that stuff. And I'm praying and I'm focused and I have no distractions. Am I itching to go on social media? Am I itching to check my emails or to see a grade for an assignment? Yes, I am. However, I am disciplined to know that I'm putting God first. And for me to even have a phone to use to scroll social media or to, you know, be able to attend school, it's all because of God. So I'm going to put God first, because without God, I won't have those things. Amen. Amen. So make sure you're not distracted. And that's why I really love early mornings, because at least in my household, everybody is just getting up or everybody's still sleeping. So I am truly not, you know, distracted in the aspect of being called downstairs to help with something or having to run an errand. It's just me and God in silence. And honestly, it's the best recipe for an amazing morning with God. Number two, I've stated it earlier, is prayer. So for me, in my personal journey with the Lord, I spend a lot more time praying and just communicating with God. And, you know, I'm slowly building up reading the Bible even more. I'm reading the Bible every day. I have my quiet time, but I feel like my number one thing of strengthening my faith is prayer. So one thing I will say is, in the early morning, since you're not distracted and hopefully well rested, is to spend time or put more time into prayer. So, you know, you can start with, you know, thanking him for the day, telling him your day, asking for forgiveness, worshiping him, etc. Like, praying can literally mean so many things. It can be prayer of gratitude, prayer for guidance, all these things. And I really will advocate putting more time into prayer in the morning, not just a quick, you know, 2-second prayer, but really putting like time. So maybe one song, so maybe a 3-minute prayer or 2-minute prayer, however long you would like it to be. But just really think about it. You know, you don't have to rush your prayers. One thing I always do is, once I pray, I always start with the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I always start my prayer off like that. And I don't rush into speaking. I, you know, take a couple of deep breaths. I try to think of God and then I speak. Because I realized when I used to quickly pray, I will stumble over my thoughts. I didn't really know what I was trying to say. Like, and, you know, at end of my prayer, I'll be like, God, you just know my heart. You know, I know I sound really weird and, mumbled up, but you know my heart. But I want to be able to speak to God coherently. So I always say, like, take a moment to just breathe, relax, take your time, especially in the early morning when it's quiet. Take your time. You can sit in silence at times and, you know, think about, God, what am I thankful for? Or, God, what's really bothering my heart? Like, you really, think about it. Think about your deepest concerns or things you want to thank him about. And you will have a very fruitful prayer experience. And I believe that it's even much better in the morning. Since, again, you're not distracted. You don't have people calling you, text messages on your phone. It's just you and God. So you can spend as long as you want in prayer and just communicating with him. So that's the first thing I will say, is just prayer. Pray to God. And I always start that off with my quiet time before I read my Bible. And I'll advise the same, but, you know, everybody's quiet time routine is different, and do whatever works for you. Number three is read the Word. Like I said earlier, you want to make sure you're reading the Word every day. It's very simple. You can read half a chapter. You can read a verse if that, you know, you're really on a crunch time for something. But, you know, you want to read half a chapter, or a few chapters, and take your time reading it, taking notes on it, seeking further knowledge. And one way that I do that is, you know, YouTube videos, like the Bible Project is the OG for that, but, or searching up commentary of the chapters in the Bible. And I'll put a link to a website that I use. And it's very great. It's very great for going into more detail about what you're reading. I know sometimes, like, I'm reading the Old Testament, and I know that sometimes I don't understand what's going on, or it's just genealogy. And sometimes the commentary is really nice. The people who study theology and, you know, really put their life into studying the Bible know more about what I'm reading. So this is really great to go more into detail and to take some notes and, you know, quiz yourself, just try to study the word, because it is your sword to day-to-day life. It is what protects you. It is what will help you when you're encountering life's problems. So just make sure you read the word every day. You know, I know the Bible app has the verse of the day. That is also helpful if you're, you know, a beginner and really just trying to start getting to the habit of reading the Bible. But yeah, just read the word. Make sure you take some time just meditating on it and learning about God. So yeah. And then I mentioned this earlier in the episode, but my last tip is to listen to instrumental music or Bible verses with audio, or Bible verses with rain sounds. I have loved such audios. I literally fall asleep to it. I have an 8-hour one that I listen to, and which, you know, basically encompasses how long my sleep will be. And, you know, I just feel like it's really nice to meditate on and fall asleep to. But you can have instrumental music in the background. You can have some type of audio in the background or your favorite Christian music playlist. Or you can sit in silence. Some mornings I'm in just complete silence. Some mornings I want a little bit of rain sounds. I'm in love with white noises. So rain sounds, ocean waves, I love that in the background, or Bible verses. However, I stopped listening to the Bible verses audio during my mornings simply because it just distracted my mind. And I'd rather just listen to that at night. But I just feel like, you know, having such music can, you know, keep you awake or can create that atmosphere that reminds you of God's presence. And, or after your quiet time, it can just, you know, allow you to continue to just remember God and just be more in a calm spirit and just gradually, you know, I don't know, gradually help you with your morning routine and, you know, get you ready for the day after you've had your little one-on-one with the Lord. So, you know, it's something that, you know, it depends on the person, and it depends on the day or the morning, but I feel like that'd be very beneficial to some people if you know, fall asleep at times or just really want to create an atmosphere of relaxation and remembrance of the Lord. Now, to end off with today's podcast episode, I wanted to just mention a couple Bible verses in case people wanted to know, like, does the Bible really talk about early mornings? And if so, where are they in the Bible? So I will say that sometimes, and it depends on the version of your Bible, it just says in the morning. But some versions also say in the early morning. So I'm just going to say a couple. Hopefully you can meditate over that. And yeah, let's get into that part of the episode. Psalms 119, verse 147. I rise before dawn and cry out for help. I put my hope in your word. Proverbs 31:15. She rises while it's still night and provides food for her household and portions for her female slaves. Psalms 5, verse 3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I plead my case to you and watch expectantly. Mark 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. I hope that you can all meditate over those Bible verses earlier. And, you know, the Bible does mention, you know, spending time with the Lord early in the morning, but it also mentions, you know, spending time with him at night and meditating over the word and just being in remembrance of our Lord. And I believe that, you know, once you make this a part of your daily routine, you will see changes in yourself. I have seen changes in myself, and I crave waking up early in the morning. I make sure I put that time throughout my day so I can make sure to sleep early and spend time with the Lord in the morning. And honestly, I feel like it just has been a plus to my life and has definitely changed how I think of mornings and made it less about me and more about the one who created me. And I hope that this episode was beneficial to you in some sort of way. And I pray that, you know, this can be a resource for you as you're on your journey with the Lord. I pray God continues to bless you and strengthen your desire to learn more about Him. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all so much. Can't wait to see you all on the next episode.